Adelaide. One of Australia's most prominent literary events, Adelaide Writers' Week 2026, has been cancelled after days of escalating turmoil. More than 180 authors and speakers withdrew in protest over the decision to disinvite Palestinian-Australian writer Rhonda Abdel Fattah. The Adelaide Festival Board confirmed on Tuesday afternoon that the event, scheduled to begin on the 28th of February, would not proceed. The three remaining board members resigned with immediate effect, following the earlier departure of four other board members. Only the Adelaide City Council representative remains in place until their term expires next month. The crisis began last week when the board intervened to remove Abdel Fattah from the program, citing cultural sensitivities in the aftermath of the Bondi attack on the Jewish community. The decision triggered widespread backlash from writers, artists, and free speech advocates, rapidly hollowing out the festival's program. By Monday evening, more than 70% of participating writers had withdrawn, including major international and Australian figures. Festival director Louise Adler resigned shortly after, saying she could not be involved in silencing writers and describing the situation as unworkable. She later said months of careful programming had collapsed within days, leaving too few viable sessions to salvage the event. In its statement, the board acknowledged that its decision had deepened divisions rather than easing tensions. It apologized to Abdel Fattah for how the decision was handled and expressed regret for the distress caused to audiences, writers, staff, donors, and partners. The board said the scale of withdrawals meant the festival could not proceed in any meaningful form this year. Abdel Fattah rejected the apology, arguing it focused on communication rather than the substance of the decision. She said the move unfairly linked her to a terrorist attack she had no connection to and sent a message that Palestinian voices had no place in national debate. The cancellation has broader cultural and economic implications for South Australia, which promotes itself as the nation's festival state. Ticket holders for paid Writers' Week events will receive refunds in the coming days. On Tuesday, the South Australian government announced a newly appointed Adelaide Festival Board, led by former chair Judy Potter. She will be joined by Rob Brookman, Jane Doyle, and John Irving. Arts Minister Andrea Michaels said the festival was a treasured institution that must be safeguarded beyond any individual controversy, adding that the new board would ensure the 2026 Adelaide Festival proceeds under fresh leadership. Premier Peter Malinauskas has denied directing the decision to disinvite Abdel Fattah, though he has acknowledged expressing his views to the board and supporting its action. The episode has reignited debate over political influence, artistic independence, and the limits of free expression in Australia's cultural institutions.